بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي ثابت وقيل أبي سعيد وكيل أبي الوليد سهل بن حنيف وهو بدري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. This hadith we have read before, and further explanation is given here. One is that the word shahadat has come, which we all understand, martyrdom in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But a little bit more detailed analysis of the word has come. A shahada, martyrdom, can be defined as death while fighting the enemy for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is basically what is a shaheed, what is called shahadat. That when a person dies while fighting the enemy, against Islam, and he's fighting for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, not that he wants to be called a brave person or anything else, not for the booty of war that comes, but just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The root word from where this word shahadat is taken is shahida, which means to personally witness or to testify. When a person gives evidence, it comes from there. According to this meaning, one who dies in this manner, that is, in the path of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, is referred to as a shaheed, because Allah Ta'ala and the malaika, the angels, testify to him being worthy of paradise. They give evidence that this person is worthy of being a resident of Jannah, that he has sacrificed his life for the pleasure of Allah, for ilai kalimatillah, for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. According to other ulama, it means that the angels of mercy will testify on his behalf. That is, on the day of Qiyamah, the malaika, the angels of mercy, will give evidence on his behalf that he gave his life for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. It could also mean that his testifying to the truth led to his martyrdom, that this person was so convinced of the truth of Islam and deen, he was so sincere to himself that he sacrificed his everything, he sacrificed his life for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore, this led finally to his martyrdom. He was so true, and that is what this chapter is about, being truthful. That is, he was so truthful to Islam and so truthful to his conviction that Islam deen is the only true deen, and it is the only way of salvation for a person. So he gave his life for that. Therefore, he will get this great honor where Allah Ta'ala, the malaika, will testify that he has done this truthfully for Allah Ta'ala and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and for the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Shahadat is such a thing that every Muslim must covet it. In fact, it comes if a person that never got the idea, thought of becoming shaheed, then he will die on one path of hypocrisy. When he dies, then he will die on a path and an aspect of hypocrisy. So therefore, the desire for shahadat must be in every person. Shahadat is also granted by Allah Ta'ala. For every person, it can be possible. In any other thing, a person who dies in the pain of the stomach is also a shaheed. A person who dies in a fire is also a shaheed. A person who dies, a wall collapses upon him, is also a shaheed. So there are many other ways, but of course, the real is that which a person in the battlefield, he goes out willingly and eagerly to give his life for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest height of shahadat. And as this very hadith also suggests, that a person who just has a true sincere intention and he is genuine to it, even if he dies on his bed without any other difficulty, like stomach pain or anything, he will also get shahada. So Allah has made it very, very broad, and everyone can gain this great, great honor of shahada. If a person reads 25 times a day, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut, then also that person gets the stage of shahadat when he dies. So it is easy for every person, and we all should covet for it, and we should desire for it, that we get a maut, and our maut comes as a shaheed. The reward of it will be extremely great in the year after, and it, that will be forever and ever. So where we have other aspirations, every Muslim must have this aspiration that he gives his life for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, to preserve the deen, to propagate the deen, to bring it in his life. That aspiration of martyrdom and shahadat should be prevalent in all of us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.